personal foul. Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Astree tackled the quarterback. He's giving him business down there. That's a 15-yard penalty.
The World Series is finally official, Dow. We've got our two teams. The team of dominance versus the team of destiny, it looks like. The Houston Astros have swept their way to this point. They still haven't lost a postseason game. And the Philadelphia Phillies, who I think everyone kind of just penciled in as the token, they're here to get knocked out round one and it'll be really cute. And suddenly, uh-oh, they've accidentally ruined everyone's picks and are in the World Series.
I'm fully pulling for the Phillies, even though I have nothing to... I just don't like the Astros.
Nor do I.
The Astros are cheaters, so they don't deserve to have those rings they already have.
They officially are now out of players or coaches that were actually involved with the cheating scandal.
Whatever.
But my problem is still that the fans of the Houston Astros refuse to acknowledge that the cheating was ever a problem
and
wrong.
And there's people in that building. There's people in that franchise that were part of it. You can sit there and act like they're not, but they were there. I don't care if it's some little old lady that was the secretary that's like, and she knew, she might have come up with the whole dang idea.
I always knew Betty wasn't to be trusted.
That's right. Betty is, she's bad news.
So that'll start this Friday, I believe it is.
Yes.
First game of the World Series.
In fact, it goes 4 days in a row, if I'm not mistaken. Friday, Saturday in Houston, and then they'll go Sunday, Monday in Philly.
So, very nice.
I might be wrong there, but I'm pretty sure it goes right in a row.
Yeah. Bare minimum, I need Philadelphia to win one or two games.
Philadelphia's winning the series.
Purely because I can't have another baseball team pass the 2005 White Sox for having the greatest postseason of all time. The White Sox lost one game in total in the entire 2005 postseason. That's still the record. I can't have any team get the clean sweep and pass us. I can't allow it. Fun fact, do you remember who we beat in that 05 World Series, Dal? In a sweep.
In 05?
Yeah, we can't face them in a World Series again.
It was, I can't remember.
It was the Houston Astros.
Oh.
Back in their National League days, wearing their slightly uglier uniforms. I'm not even going to lie about that. But yeah, so the whole thing comes full circle. The Astros are back in the World Series, trying to pass the White Sox, who swept them in the World Series by... They would need to sweep the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm hoping they don't even beat the Phillies at all. That would be ideal.
I hope they don't. I like Bryce Harper. For as talented as he is.
He hits ball far.
Yes. He just, me and Duke were pointing this out. He came up through he played in Salt Lake, which is just a couple hundred miles south of us. And, I mean, anytime you get to see that type of talent run through...
Mm-hmm.
You know, the back channels of baseball, that's pretty awesome.
I'm mostly just rooting for Bryce Howard so that I can stop hearing about the whole narrative of the Nationals winning that World Series because they got rid of their superstar. Like, see, superstars are a hindrance. You don't want a superstar. Superstars cost money. You win championships by spreading your money, blah, blah. I don't know. Now I'd kind of like to see Bryce Harper win a championship just to show that you can also win with a superstar if you'd like.
He deserves it.
We'll
see if he gets one.
Yeah. And as a little, I mentioned my White Sox earlier. I'm going to bring up the Blackhawks here for a second. Started off 0-2. Everyone thought, well, rebuilding year. Here we go. Going to be the long year. We all thought they've won four in a row. Where did that come from, little Blackhawks? You adorable little scamps. They just beat the Florida Panthers, who they absolutely should not be beating at professional hockey right now. That was last night. That was good fun. Four consecutive games for Chicago.
Also doing a decent job, the defending champion Colorado Avalanche.
That's less fun and surprising, though, Dal.
It's exciting for me because I'm still gonna buy me an Avalanche jersey at some point.
Sometimes you gotta.
I was gonna do it when they won. And then I kind of got chased away by the price tag of the one I wanted. I was like, wow.
Bit unnecessary, but all right.
And then I thought, wow, so does that mean I have not paid the price of fandom? Because I'll be honest, if Washington or Chicago, you know, the Bulls or the Commies won a championship and then like the jersey came up that I wanted and it was X number of dollars, there would be no balking. It would just be like, click, mine. So anyway, it made me second guess but I think I'm ready now. Like, I'm ready to go. Now I probably won't be able to find the one I want because I think it was like a limited edition or something. And yeah, let's be honest, limited edition, big round belly, those things don't go together very often. You've got to get in on it early, and I'm not.
It was like when I waited to get my Joe Burrow jersey until after the Super Bowl had happened, which meant that I was waiting another 6 months before I was able to purchase a Joe Burrow jersey.
Yeah, I might be doing the same thing. So, where are we at, pick'em-wise?
I believe you're ahead of me by one because I let you talk me into picking the 49ers on this show. Yeah, shouldn't have done that.
You picked them.
Yeah, I can't believe that Christian McCaffrey actually actively ruined my whole plan of, well, they're just going to run out of the I formation. They're going to this and that. Then they get a better running back, and you're thinking, oh, well, now they'll just double down on it, and they'll really go power I against this Chief D. And then they just didn't. They said, well, we have McCaffrey. We got to use McCaffrey like you use a McCaffrey, and we got to throw him swings out of the backfield. Come on.
Yeah, I just...
the defense forgot to actually get off the bus.
Yeah, it was a team that has played together and everyone knows their role versus a team that is still figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's what I noticed when they played. And yeah, you saw sparks. You saw glimpses of what the Niners are going to be able to do, assuming he stays healthy, which is a big assumption. But they're still not the Chiefs.
Yeah, though, speaking of the Chiefs, we just got the tweet today, the league leader in every offensive category by team, and it was just Ian Rappaport, was who leads in pass yards, who leads in total yards, who leads in points, who leads in rush yards, and the tweet said, NFL defenses beware of these frightening offensive powerhouses, and because rush yards was one of the categories... After stating, beware NFL defenses, here comes these powerhouses. In were the Chicago Bears as the leaders in rush offense.
Well.
who did beat up on Bill Belichick on Monday.
They pummeled. And they had three different players with over 60 yards rushing. If they can do that consistently.
Granted, it's hard unless you are the Baltimore Ravens to assume that you're going to consistently get 84 yards out of your quarterback, but
I don't know. I think it was one of Fields' best games, and it was one of those games that people went, "Oh, this is why that someone drafted him, and then we fired him."
Yeah. well, we fired Ryan Pace for a lot more than that, but
right. But I'm just saying, he's auditioning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the thing. People assume it's just a good... No, I mean, if they get to the end of the season and Matt Eberflus goes, now we're going to go another direction, then he's going to be allowed to do that. So he and Fields are tied together, but only for this season.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. So.
So on top of that, though, one thing that was infuriating me about Fields was... There are Bears fans that really hate him for whatever reason. After we just put up with Nagy for some... I really like Luke Getsy as our offensive coordinator. We have no talent on this offense. None. Our best wide receiver is Equanimeous St. Brown at the moment. Yes, Darnell Mooney is probably actually better. But St. Brown is the leader in actually...
Aaron's putting... still mad at Mooney.
Yeah. So those are our big star pass catchers right now. We have a second-year quarterback that's still a little... on actually throwing the forward pass, and yet we lead the league in rushing. And frankly, we've got wide receivers getting really open on some of these routes, and they're not good wide receivers. So I'm trying to go ahead and pin that on the offensive coordinator and say, you know what, Luke Getsy, I really like what you're doing. Let's go ahead and actually get talented playmakers on this offense and see if we can get an actual legitimate offense going in the future.
And let's not forget, for non-Bears fans, there was discussion about the Bears being the worst team in the league.
All offseason.
Coming into the season.
Hey, so, I said 6 or 7 wins, baby. We're right on pace.
And so, you know, they're already showing, they've already shown more than what I thought they would show. So, good for them.
Yeah, no one thought that the Raiders were going to be the worst team in football, and yet they keep flirting with it until they pummeled up on Houston this week.
Yeah, but it's Houston.
Yeah, Houston was my, like, slam dunk, surefire, oh, that's the worst team in football.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Houston.
Yeah.
It's like that. Oh, yeah, Houston.
Who did they just beat recently? Jacksonville, right?
There's some teams out there that are improved, but they're kind of, like, confusing improved. Jacksonville's one of them.
Jacksonville keeps
Detroit
playing.
Detroit is another one.
Yeah, Jacksonville plays all these good teams really scrappy. And then they drop the ball against the crappy teams. They're like, okay, well, Jacksonville, you know, they're going to play, you know, the Titans really close. They're going to play the Giants really close. The 6-1 Giants that we're also feeling weird and awkward about. Good work, Brian Daboll, I guess.
I'm still saying this. The Giants and the Jets are both still frauds. There is no way they finish this season.
The Jets are going to the playoffs, baby.
There's no way they finish this season as good as they have done the first 7 weeks. No freaking way.
And yet the NFC is such a heaping pile of garbage. No way the Giants miss the playoffs. Like, literally, there's no way. Like, they might only need to win 3 more games this year.
Heck, they might only need to win 1 more game this year. Yeah.
Yeah, the NFC East is sending at least 3 teams. We can pretty much pin that. I'm sorry, but they are. Who else is a wild card team right now?
I don't know. But there's still a lot of football left.
That's true, but the NFC South is being led by the 3-4 Buccaneers, who, speaking of, I've got going to 3-5 by the end of this Thursday.
Yeah, they're
night.
Actually the first on the list here. They look pathetic.
Michael.
What happened?
I really thought I was, until I got a Kenneth Walker week-saving touchdown. I was down by 9 before Walker had that 74-yard garbage time touchdown. Thank you, Kenneth Walker. I thought, before he scored that, though, that I was going to lose my week because Mike Evans dropped the easiest long touchdown pass in the history of football. Thanks, Michael.
This is a team that they're supposed to have a dominant defense.
Tom Brady ruined his marriage for this.
I'm not going to go that far. But this is a team that, at the beginning of the year, they had a defense that was scary. Now they're not.
Mm-mm.
And here's the thing. You can talk about Brady, but he is far from the worst thing on this offense. I don't know what's going on. They can't protect him. His receivers are in and out of the lineup so much, you never know who he's going to throw. The biggest difference, this kind of stuff happened when they won the Super Bowl, too. They were struggling first part of that
season. I'm actually genuinely worried about Tampa Bay figuring this out with like 6 weeks to go in the season
The difference is that year they had Gronk. They had one of the best tight ends ever to kind of lean on during these periods of, okay, who do we throw to?
He was on
to?
My fantasy team that
who's,
year.
Who's going to do what? They don't have that anymore. In fact, they don't even have a shadow of a Gronk, because even their tight ends that showed some promise, they're hurt. They're not playing. They look absolutely bad. I mean, they're getting booed. And Tom Brady is being accused of, like, not being a good teammate, stuff like that. It's just like, I mean, even if it's, even no matter what you think about Tom Brady, let's be honest, the guy has always wanted to win more than most.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are, I just.
Did you see the weird thing about.
It's weird.
The NFL investigating the two officials who came up to Mike Evans after
that's
the game.
That's a big deal. I think that's, I think that's one of those things that it's, it looks bad.
Maybe. First of all, it was coming off a game in which the Buccaneers lost by 18 points. So I don't want to hear any of this. Were those refs cheating for the Bucs? If they were, they were really bad at it.
It just seems it just doesn't flow right.
I don't know. To me, I saw the video and I just thought, yeah, they probably got some nephews that were like, hey, can you get me some autographs?
Yeah, and guess what? Tough crap. Go get them another way. So what's?
I didn't have any problem with it.
Here's my thing. It's we work for a radio station / other things, and there's giveaways and things like that. It's akin to me winning the giveaway, even if it's legit. Okay, here's the drawing for the new brand new rifle. Yeah, we're in Wyoming. We draw for rifles. here's this, you know, this $2,000 rifle. Oh, it's Dow. Wow, Dow, you lucky skunk. Oh man, I can't believe that. It was totally, yeah, you just drew right out of the pile. This doesn't smell right, does it?
Maybe, but only because it got, again, I think that it was unfortunate. People got
I'm
on
I'm not
camera.
Even accusing them of.
No, I don't think anything was actually going on there.
I don't either. But you can't do that. You can't. As an NFL official, you don't get to do that, I guess is what I'm trying to say. It's like me trying to win the free pizza.
I will say, though, I was a little bit impressed by Mike Evans' sheer composure by the fact that he looked mad coming through that huddle. And whether it was refs or not, two people came up to him and said, hey, can I get an autograph? And I mean, bang, yeah. He just went, okay. Oh, yeah, here you go. There you go, buddy. And then continued off and got mad again real quick. And I said, that is a level of professionalism that I can only get down before bed every night and pray to one day have.
Yeah, and especially a game where he dropped a wide open long bomb.
As a sore loser myself, I must respect his ability to have composed himself on such quick notice.
So, anyway, this officially kicks off our pick'em for this week. Baltimore at Tampa Bay. That's the Thursday game. So it's not like they even have a lot of time to yell at each other to get ready for this game. This is tomorrow. This game is tomorrow afternoon. It's in like 30 hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, afternoon, 6 p.m. here in the mountain.
But I'm just saying, it's not like they have several days or the whole week to let's reexamine things here and let's get back on track. No, you don't have time for that. Yeah. You barely have time to get ready to play. And oh, by the way, defense, you have to stop Lamar Jackson, who for some reason keeps shooting himself in the foot.
Yeah.
So maybe
you don't have to stop Lamar Jackson. Maybe Lamar Jackson will stop Lamar Jackson.
I think Lamar stops hurting himself this week. I think they have a big week, and I think Tampa Bay spirals. I think they're in trouble.
I think if Baltimore wants to get their offense back on track, I'm picking Baltimore, by the way.
Yeah, I'm
tempted to pick Tampa just because of the quote-unquote football gods must surely right this ship at some point, right? They can't let Tampa fall to 3-5. And potentially, Atlanta's got Carolina this week in a few games. Atlanta could be in first place of the South by the time this is over. But I don't know. I didn't see enough from them against Carolina this week to possibly justify picking them to beat the Baltimore Ravens, even at home. I hope Mike Evans has 100 yards, though.
I do want to say that I agree with you. I do think that the Bucs are absolutely capable of figuring this out and turning it around and winning that division and being a contender. That's why they've been constructed.
Yeah.
And they've already shown that they can do it. But right now, they look terrible.
Yeah.
So,
and on top of that, Baltimore might want to remember that their offense was really flying high when they used to throw the ball to Mark Andrews a bunch.
Yeah.
How about last week, one target?
I've said this before on this show. I think there is an infection in football of overthinking.
They had him playing running back on plays.
It's just
he took a handoff.
I'm just saying it's akin to going back 40 years, 50 years, and then like let's say you show Vince Lombardi a clip from now on 4th and 1, and someone's in a pistol, and the running back is like 8 yards back, and he would be like, whoa, what the hell are you doing? That's to me, it's just like that. Everybody's overthinking things. Get back to the basics. Oh, he's your best receiver? Maybe target him more than the others. Oh, you have a running back who has the quick twitch muscle fiber of a dang jungle cat? Go ahead and maybe let him run the ball a little more. He's unstoppable. He has a skill set that when you just let him loose, and he's in a contract year. He's motivated, man. Anyway, unleash Lamar.
He'll be a Bear next year. It'll be beautiful.
Oh, my heck. You'd be excited, wouldn't you?
If Lamar Jackson becomes a Chicago Bear this offseason, I literally don't care what we paid for him.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Give him Deshaun Watson's contract. See? I don't care.
See, it's the same thing about the jersey. If you paid the price emotionally, you don't care about the actual sticker price.
No. I would just cry a little bit. Also, how about this one for teams disappointing with a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Wow.
I am picking the Jacksonville Jaguars to beat the Denver Broncos in Jacksonville.
Well, you should, since Russell Wilson is not playing.
He's potentially playing.
Oh, well, then they're going to lose.
Oh.
I'm just being a jerk.
Hey, that's Mark Rippon's either son or nephew. That Denver had against them Jets.
Yeah.
Where's the Mark Rippon appreciation, Dal?
Yeah, he's not Mark Rippon.
But he's related to him.
Whoop-de-doo. So was...
And when Brian Urlacher's son ends up making the NFL, I can promise you, unless he goes to an NFC North team, I will be cheering for Brian Urlacher.
He'll play to the Packers.
Oh, I will hate him forever.
See?
I'll blame Brian Urlacher for it.
I grew up in the Intermountain West, and we got just force-fed the Denver Broncos. John Elway, shove it down our throat. Shove, 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 shove. I love what's going on in Denver right now. I love it. The smugness and the assumption that they were going to be one of the three best teams in the league because of the moves they made. I was just like, where are you getting this?
Seattle has clearly won the trade.
Russell Wilson is not Peyton Manning. Do you know how many Peyton Mannings there are? One. And you're lucky, absolutely lucky he picked the Broncos years ago.
Even if he was Peyton Manning, you don't... Now, people seem to be really high this offseason on Sutton and Judy and all them. You don't have Demaryius Thomas. You don't have Wes Welker. You don't have Julius Thomas. You don't have a top-five offensive line. You don't have the running game that Denver Broncos team had. And they don't have the defense that they used to. I also forgot Eric Decker. I love you, Eric Decker.
And I also think that they're not utilizing the talent they do have, like the guys you just mentioned, mm-hmm. should be better than they are. Anyway, Denver looks absolutely terrible. And then now they have to go to Jacksonville. Jacksonville, they're improved. Not like what some people thought they were going to be, but I'm with you. I'm picking Jacksonville. There's no reason for me to pick Denver here. They are not good.
And how about this? This battle that could legitimately determine first place in the South, depending on what happens with Tampa Bay on Thursday, the Atlanta Falcons against the Mayfield, PJ Walker, quarterback mess that is the Carolina Panthers. Does Sam Darnold still have mononucleosis? We're not sure.
I don't know.
I believe PJ Walker is starting in the football game. He will be losing the football game. I've got the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm picking the Falcons just because why on earth would you pick the Panthers right now?
Oh, they just slapped up Tom Brady.
It's just a mess. A mess. And Atlanta, as much as you want to look at them and think they shouldn't be competitive, they continue to be competitive. And keep in mind,
they're the Seahawks of the South.
Well, yeah, that's a good way to put it. And here in the next couple of weeks, they're going to get Cordero Patterson back. So, at least that's the thought.
How about their defense?
Yeah.
It's been shockingly good.
And they're winning without even looking at Kyle Pitts. So, it's kind of interesting.
They have Mark
there.
Andrews syndrome.
I guess. Next one is a big one for you, the Chicago Bears, heading down to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. This is a Sunday morning game.
Yes, and we are once again, because the Bears hate everyone, wearing those hideous orange helmets for this football game.
I figured you'd never see those again because they lost.
Well, you pencil in your uniform schedule in, like, I want to say July.
Really?
Yeah. So you have to stick to it. But if we're going to do the orange jerseys as an alternate again, why can't we just do what we used to do when we wore them in the mid-2000s and just wear the blue helmets and white pants with them?
Yeah.
Why do we need an orange helmet? The orange helmet is ugly. I hate it. Make it die.
Well,
I'm going to pick Dallas because I'm still not confident in the Chicago Bears. Plus, it appears to be working. I pick against the Bears. They do much better than the weeks I've picked for them.
I think it's bull crap you pick against your team. Because I was expecting to gain another one on you right here because I'm picking Dallas.
Yeah, the Cowboys whipped up on the Lions a little bit last week. Prescott's back, but to be fair, last time we played Dak Prescott, we actually whooped on him a little bit.
I think the difference in this game, though, is going to be Dallas's pressure up front on defense.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to cause some issues. Micah Parsons is going to introduce himself to Justin Fields. And now here's the thing. It's an opportunity for Fields.
Mm. If
he can beat the blitz and if he can, you know, find the open guy in the face of pressure, that's really all they're asking of him.
You've seen the stat, though, that he leads all quarterbacks this year in average time before release. He's holding the ball longer than any other quarterback in football, and he doesn't even have a good offensive line.
Yeah, that probably doesn't bode too well, but hey, they're coming off a big win, so who knows?
Yeah, we can hope our defense plays that well again. How about the two rookies both getting their first career interceptions in the same game? Both one-handed, of all things. Gordon's was a little easier. He kind of tipped it with one hand.
One of them doing it after he gets kicked in the nuts by Mac Jones.
Yeah, that was unpleasant looking.
Yeah.
But the interception looked super sick, by the way.
I think it's funny when those things happen and then, like, unless you catch it as it happens, like the announcers and people on TV, they're like, yeah, I'm not sure. It's like, and then if you did see, you're like, he's grabbing his nuts. He got flicked, kicked by a 6'5", 230-pound quarterback running and sliding. He got kicked in the jimmies.
Then made a nice one-handed interception on the sideline.
So he recovered, but it was...
I really like Jaquan Brisker, by the way. He has by far been our best rookie, and I would say the front runner right now for defensive rookie of the year across the NFL. He's been the best player on our defense all season.
Better than Roquan? Roquan.
I would argue, yes.
Roquan was everywhere on this last game, though.
Yes. Roquan Smith, though, has had two games this year where he randomly disappeared for no reason.
Oh, I don't think it's random. He wanted his money. He wanted to trade it. You didn't trade him.
No, I meant, well, yeah, but if he wants his money, you wouldn't randomly disappear for two games.
He's getting his money. He's earned it already.
Yeah. Jaquan Brisker has been every single week making every tackle. He's allowed two receptions all season. He's been targeted 13 times, so people are, A, not throwing at him. B, when they do, they're not completing it. Two receptions for 18 yards when in coverage. He's got an interception. He's second on the team in tackles. He doesn't miss tackles. He's got a couple of sacks. He's got two fumble recoveries. I want to say a forced fumble. He's been all over the place. I like Jaquan Brisker. That's good pick. You know, I was one of the Bears fans screaming, take a receiver in round two. We took Jaquan Brisker. You know what? That one's on me. Jaquan Brisker, he's been a star. Not that George Pickens hasn't been spectacular.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not going to whine anymore about Brisker. He's been great. The Detroit Lions, you're not fooling me any longer. I'm not doing it. The Miami Dolphins are beating you because you're the Lions, and that's all the analysis I need to go into.
To me, the Dolphins have too much. They have too much talent, and if Detroit's offense was rolling like they were the first month of the season, then maybe. But they're not. You don't have Amon-Ra St. Brown, or I'm getting them all mixed up.
Amon-Ra, yeah.
Amon-Ra St.
St. Brown.
Equanimous.
The two brothers. I love, by the way, Equanimous becoming one of my favorite players ever because of the way his career has gone. When he was at Notre Dame and I loved him, he was the best receiver at Notre Dame. Thank you, Equanimous. Then he gets drafted by the Packers and is immediately a huge draft bust. Just can't play football anymore. And I said, thank you, Equanimous. Then Packers cut him. They're like, all right, we've given you 4 years. You suck. Get out of here. So he comes to the Bears, and he's one of our best receivers again. And he remembered how to play football. Thank you, Equanimous. That is the perfect way for that path to go.
Yeah, I'm sure he did that on purpose.
I like to believe he did.
I think Miami has too much talent.
Yeah, I know. I'm playing Tyreek Hill in two leagues.
It is a bit of a trap game, though. I mean, you wouldn't be shocked if Detroit pulls out one of those, oh, this is the NFL wins, because we saw a bunch of those this last weekend. Yeah, I'm going with the Dolphins. Next game up, you've got the Arizona Cardinals at Minnesota. Minnesota coming off a bye week. I am just not sold on Arizona. They have not been nearly what everybody.
They probably shouldn't have beat the Saints.
No.
If Andy Dalton doesn't give them two free touchdowns, the New Orleans Saints have won that football game.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm picking Minnesota.
I am also picking Minnesota. I think they get to 6-1. How about this, though? Dalvin Cook. This is where my running backs are since I picked up Kenneth Walker. He's sitting on my bench this week.
Wow.
Dalvin Cook is usually unbenchable, you'd assume, but I got Derrick Henry in a trade and Kenneth Walker.
You're riding the hot streak.
I'm sorry. I feel like you got to play Kenneth Walker now over Dalvin Cook. He's been untackleable.
I'm anxious to see what happens this next week.
Walker is playing the New York Giants,
but I'm just saying fast
who are
forward.
The third worst run defense in football.
But fast forward, and it's like watch Dalvin Cook have like one of those 200-plus yard games.
I wouldn't complain about because I still have him in a different league.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, Kenneth Walker playing the pathetic New York Giant run defense. Seems weird to say pathetic about any aspect of a team that's 6-1, but they cannot stop the run.
They shouldn't be 6-1. That's
no, they should be 5-2. The Bears should have beaten them.
Here's the thing that makes me at least a little bit happy about the Giants. Their inevitable swoon is going to include two games with Washington. So maybe we'll have a chance to win those games. So we'll see what happens.
Perhaps. They've also still got two with the undefeated Eagles coming up and one more with Dallas. They've barely played that division.
Yeah.
And up next, I just mentioned the Saints. I assume it will still be Andy Dalton under center. Winston is back, but they seem to like Dalton. Dalton played a bad game against Arizona. Do you keep Andy Dalton in, though, after just one bad game if you claim that, oh, well, we put him in because he's so much more careful with the football?
Well, typically he is.
And do you assume he'll go back to that?
Typically he is. And the Saints, they have got to be one of the most dangerous 2-5 teams you've ever seen.
And they can still get back in this division, baby.
Oh, there's still a lot of football. Vegas has not impressed me at all. They still don't seem to know what or who they are. And, I think going into the dome, I think the Saints come away with the win there.
I am taking the New Orleans Saints. Josh Jacobs looks to have reinvigorated himself. It's his best year since his rookie year. But New Orleans stops the run traditionally. That's what they do with Dennis Allen. So I'm going to go ahead and take New Orleans here. I think they're a little more careful. Hopefully Devontae Adams gets more targets. Vegas, if you're listening to this, Derek, throw the ball to Devontae Adams.
Yeah, he's probably not listening.
He's probably not, but that's okay. How about this one? Do it, Dal. Pick the Patriots.
I am picking the Patriots.
He picked the Patriots. I'm taking the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. They're going to go to 6-2. They're beating Bill Belichick. I'm going to laugh. It's going to be funny. Robert Saleh, you know, we're talking about the Giants are a shock, and I said, congrats, Brian Daboll. How about the job that Saleh is doing with the Jets?
I like Robert Saleh.
Who, once again, you don't look at their roster and necessarily go, ooh.
Here's the thing.
But he's got them finding ways to win football games.
They're finding ways to win, but they're not doing it with the quarterback. Oh, should we look up his numbers real quick?
It does. If you find a way to win, Dal, I don't care how. We don't have to turn it into the I hate Zach Wilson hour.
I'm saying it's not sustainable if he sucks every week.
Hey, the 2015 Broncos did it.
Yeah, and how that
ended up. Hold on. The last time the Jets were good and were making the playoffs every year, they did it with Mark Sanchez at quarterback. Come on now.
Oh, my heck, internet. Stop messing with
me. The power of the slant route, Dal. It is incredible. So, plus, if Zach Wilson starts struggling, you can always throw Flacco back
out
there.
So here's Wilson's numbers on their quote-unquote impressive win over Denver. 16 of 26, 121 yards. That is pathetic. No touchdowns.
Did they win, though?
Yeah, they did.
I'm going to turn this into Bob Greasy-esque every week if the Jets win.
I'm just
Zach
saying,
Wilson could throw four picks, and I'll just go, but what's his win-loss record?
I'm just saying this is the week that, this is my opinion, the Patriots were embarrassed on Monday Night Football by your Bears.
Woohoo!
They were embarrassed. He had a chance to pass George Halas for all-time wins. And
against the Bears.
And it didn't happen.
We were defending Halas' honor with our very lives.
This game smacks to me of Bill Belichick reminding people who the hell he is. and he's going to do it at the expense.
May I just say.
Hold on. He's going to do it at the expense of Zach Wilson.
May I just say, you know, you just said Bill Belichick's going to remind everyone who the hell he is. He's 10 games under 500 without Tom Brady.
That is such, that is such a garbage stat. Yeah.
42 and 52 without Brady. That goes back to his Cleveland days,
and?
By the way.
You're right. He should have gotten rid of that Brady guy in the middle just so he could prove he could do it without.
Maybe so, that's it, though. Maybe he can't do it without Dal.
Yes, he can.
not with...
In fact, I'm going to watch this game with almost as much interest
not
as
with
any
Zach
of them
Wilson
this week.
And his fighting Jets on the horizon.
Breece Hall done.
They got James Robinson
that's
to replace him.
That's not the same.
The boy from Illinois State is here, and he's ready to run.
They were so high. After this last win because of Breece Hall. And then he goes out and he's done. I think it's a huge blow.
It very well might be. I'm also still riding the high of the Jets doing me a favor and beating Green Bay being called the Jets.
I'm also saying
that's just fantastic.
Screw the Jets. Screw Zach Wilson. And long live Belichick. He's winning this game.
No, it's at the same time as the Bears game. Never mind. I was kind of hoping it'd be a 2 o'clock game so that I could wear my Jets jersey for this. Just for fun.
It's gross you have a Jets jersey.
I have a jersey of literally every... I have a Favre Packer jersey.
That's true.
It collects dust, but it's in there. So there you go. I'm taking the Jets. And you know what? I'm going to take the other green team in this next one. The Battle of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, this one's... To me, this one's kind of a no-brainer. The
fly,
way the
Eagles,
are playing.
Fly.
The Steelers did surprise me against the Bucks, but that was the sign that the Bucks were...
The Steelers should have beaten Miami if any of their defensive players could catch.
Yeah.
Did you see that? 5 dropped interceptions in a single ball game? That's nutty. That's not possible. Like, literally, how on earth do you do that? Well... And then you throw a weird interception in the end zone to end the game. I'm still not positive what Kenny Pickett was necessarily looking at or thinking about, but...
Well, with his tiny hands. It just slipped out of his... the ball just slipped out of his hands.
How come Kenny Pickett is actually getting burned by by that whole thing. He's got tiny hands. He's going to be turnover prone. And then it's actually true. Like, literally, this is 2 years after Joe Burrow infamously, quote, had tiny hands, and then all he did was take the Bengals to the Super Bowl.
All I know is we know Joe Burrow doesn't have, quote unquote, tiny hands.
Dal is referring to his testicles.
I'm referring to... Yeah.
Anyway, Fly Eagles Fly on the Road to Victory. Yes, yes, I do know the whole song if you'd like me
it's
to sing
gross.
It.
It's not even a real song.
They actually advocate for an illegal hit in the middle of the song, which is the most Philadelphia thing I've ever heard in my life. Hit them high and hit them low.
Maybe they're not saying it at the same time.
It's Philadelphia.
It's implied.
Yeah. Titans at Texans. Tennessee has randomly remembered that they're supposed to be the only good team in this division, and now they're beating all their division foes. I say they probably keep this going, but boy, would it not be fun for me if Lovie Smith could pull this off and get a win, because I just love Lovie, but Lovie Smith will be picking first in next year's draft.
I do like Lovie Smith, and I think he was let go way too early. He was let go when he shouldn't have been. With the Bears.
I actually, and I know we're only just a little into it, and he's got a losing record right now, but may I say, I'm really impressed with Eberflus and the fact that he, you know, you talk about Joe Gibbs making adjustments mid-game. We haven't had a coach that did that since Lovie Smith, and now Eberflus is back. I think Eberflus is the closest. He's our Lovie Smith clone.
Thank you for not comparing him to Joe Gibbs, though. Give me a break.
No, but you just rant about that every week.
Three Super Bowls.
Hey, Eberflus has three victories in the NFL.
Ooh.
Hey, he gets a ring pop for each of those when he gets home. His kids are very generous.
That's probably his bonus from the McCaskies. This game was supposed to be the Carson Wentz revenge tour.
Did not pick a winner of Titans, Texans.
Oh, Titans. Absolutely Titans. So this next one, Washington at Indianapolis, this was supposed to be...
Which features neither of the quarterbacks that were signed in the offseason.
Supposed to be the Carson Wentz revenge tour, coming back and showing Jim Irsay his butt and saying, look at me throw for four touchdowns.
Well, and my butt is out for some
reason. Now, he's going to moon him. And now we have Carson Wentz on IR for at least 4 weeks. You've got Matt Ryan, who has been benched. He had a grade 2 shoulder separation, but he's done as the starter of the Colts. They made that clear this week. And so now that battle is Sam Ellinger and Taylor Heinicke. And here's the crazy thing, Aaron. I love me some Taylor Heinicke. He was bad in the first quarter of Washington's win last week. And yet I knew he was going to pull it out. I knew Washington was going to win that game.
Then you knew better than I did. Once that game was a 2-score Green Bay lead,
I still was like...
I rolled my eyes and went, oh, good God.
I knew it was coming. That's what he does.
And then it happened. And I think I might have wet myself a little bit.
Probably.
Out of sheer giddiness. I was wearing my Clinton Portis jersey. I told you I would,
you showed me.
I did not lie. On went the Portis jersey, and I cheered for the Washington Redacteds, and they pulled off the big W. And
the Washington Football Commander skins.
Yes.
Whatever you call them.
The Command Football skins. Yes.
Command Football skins.
They were able to pull that one off. Heinicke... with the big win, and I enjoy that every time his name is mentioned on SportsCenter, Scott Van Pelt does the sound effect.
Washington can't go from beating Aaron Rodgers to losing to Sam Ellinger, can they? I mean, they can, because they are what they are, but I think they win this game.
I actually am picking Washington as well. I had picked the Colts when I did my usual, all right, Monday Night Football is over, let me make my next week's picks real quick. I'm that guy. I also set all my fantasy lineups for the next week, Monday night, the instant Monday Night Football is over. I had picked the Colts, and then I learned Matt Ryan's, they're benching him, he's done for the year, and yes, he led the league in turnovers, he's still Matt Ryan, so he's worth like probably 7 to 10 points over Sam Ehlinger, I'd imagine. So I'm flipping sides. I'm taking Washington. They're going to win. I'm going to root for the Colts. I'm sorry. But
well, here's the thing about this matchup. So one, you have Taylor Heinicke, who's just incredibly likable to Washington fans. We like him. We even know what he is and what he is not, but we still like him.
I appreciate that he still hypes up that the reason he wears four is because he's such a Brett Favre fan.
Yeah.
While Brett Favre is on trial for misuse of public funds down in Mississippi.
But Washington,
Heinicke don't care.
But Washington is a team, I think they're starting to get a 1-2 punch with Robinson and Gibson. That's turning out. And here's the crazy thing. Even though Carson Wentz has so many more physical talents in some ways than Taylor Heinicke, for whatever reason, he didn't really look at Terry McLaurin very much. Maybe it's because he didn't have that get-to-know-each-other phase because McLaurin was holding out during camp to get his contract finished, whatever. But Taylor Heinicke will throw it to Terry McLaurin.
This is a lot like I remember when Wentz went down and in came Nick Foles.
Right.
I had Alshon Jeffrey on my fantasy team, and I'm not sure why, but Carson Wentz was not good for my I've got the best receiver on your team, just throw it up to him.
Yeah.
Then Nick Foles came in and said, well, I'm Nick Foles, I'm the backup, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pelt Alshon Jeffrey with footballs until this game is over, and hopefully that will be good enough for our offense.
Well,
that's kind of what you're going through here.
But I like it because Terry McLaurin is super underrated in those types of situations, and I think he's fired up that Heinicke is back under center.
I think that might be.
He would never say that publicly, but I think he's fired up, and I think Washington wins this game.
I'm taking Washington. I think that might be Wentz's biggest weakness, by the way, over the years. I think he does have an affinity to not want to force the ball to superstars. He just reads defense. He goes, well, my big guy's covered. Let me go to someone else. Whereas guys like this, I'll give Joe Burrow some credit here. People wouldn't usually say that this is the quarterback's credit. I'll give him some credit, though. He knows where his bread is buttered. Sometimes the Bengals started struggling, so what did Joe Burrow decide to do? Well, you know what? How about, since our offense isn't really getting in rhythm, what if I just spam Ja'Marr Chase until the defense quits? Oh, look at that. Suddenly we're putting up 40 points again. Maybe that's what I'll do. Did Joe Montana go away from Jerry Rice just because he was covered? Or did Joe Montana say, well, that's Jerry Rice?
It's Jerry bleeping
Rice. I might as
Rice.
Well just force this into him. I mean, he's Jerry Rice. He'll probably still catch it. It's an effective strategy. You just find your best receiver.
Yeah.
And you force feed them spoonfuls of footballs. And you say, here you go.
That's what the Raiders need to do.
Yes! For my fantasy team's sake, please!
This one's an interesting one coming up. San Francisco at the Rams.
You already know who I'm picking.
No, I don't.
Oh, I say this every time these two teams play. I've only been burned once, so I'm just going to keep doing it. I'm like 4-1 with this strategy. I'm taking the 49ers because Kyle Shanahan always beats Sean McVay when they go head-to-head. It's the wildest thing, but he wins every time. And I'm just going to keep picking him until I have a losing record doing so.
Well, just because I have no idea who to pick and the Niners are coming off a disappointing loss, I'm going to pick them too just because you can't gain a game on me.
No, I'll gain my game when the J-E-T-S Jets give BB his big backside spanking as penciled in on the schedule.
That's not happening.
They will say, here you go, Bill. It's time for your nap.
Bill is going to put Zach Wilson in the microwave.
I love how there's more trash talk going on about Jets-Patriots than there was when our two teams actually played each other.
Oh, by far. to me, the surprise.
How about this game?
Yeah, two of the biggest surprises of the year.
Did you know this is the only game being played in this entire week between two teams that have a winning record?
That's crazy.
The Packers and Bills, Packers have a losing record. Ravens, Bucks, Buccaneers have a losing record. Hey, Bengals-Browns, people probably thought was going to be good in the preseason. Browns have a very losing record.
Yeah.
49ers and Rams both have losing records. I mean, this is it. It's Giants-Seahawks.
So one of the things I think is so overlooked in these types of matchups is the travel. Nobody ever really brings it up. But if you're New York, you've been squeaking out wins, to your credit, but your margin for error is tiny. We've seen that this year. And you have to go across the country to the 12th man, famously one of the tougher stadiums to play in the NFL, in Seattle. And you're playing against a team that everyone had written off before the season even started. Those fans are going to be absolutely insane for that game. Seattle for me.
Yeah, I am going to take the New York Giants, and my reasoning is less analytical about the travel and more I'm sick and tired of getting Detroit Lioned by the New York Giants, but in reverse. Every week I say, all right, well, the Giants aren't better than that team, and they win anyway, and then I go, okay, fine, but the Giants are... Yeah, so I'm not taking them, so they're going to lose this week.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
I don't really like the Giants, so if this can be my contribution to tanking them...
Well, thanks, Aaron. Appreciate that.
In 2 years of my lifetime, I really liked the Giants, because I believe two different times they went into the playoffs and said, what if we eliminated the Packers, Cowboys, and Patriots all in one run? And I said, well, that would be mighty swell of you, New York. Could you please? Then I think once they also threw the 49ers in there, just as a little side treat, just for me.
Just for you.
Just for me. That was... Thank you, Giants. I don't like you, but thank you for going on those two playoff runs where you took out everyone I hate more. That was mighty kind.
I would imagine this next one, you're going to just be walking... skipping around. This is going to be such a blowout.
Oh, Bills by 250. First of all, did you see the quote Aaron Rodgers put out there yesterday?
Yeah.
About we need to start benching people who are making mistakes. So I guess Aaron Rodgers is a major Jordan Love advocate. That must be what he's saying with that. Because Aaron Rodgers has been the captain mistake for the Green Bay offense so far this year. I'm not sure who he thinks he's talking to.
He's such an arrogant putz.
I am starting the Bills defense in both leagues. I have them. I'm expecting 30 points. I think they're going to sack Rodgers 8 times. I think they're going to pick him off 2 or 3 times. They're going to get a fumble out of this. They might score once. Oh, and Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, if you could, please go Randy Moss and just straight up moon the Green Bay crowd. You'll have to do it through the camera because this is in Buffalo. That's unfortunate. But if you could walk up to the Green Bay sideline mid-game, there'll be like 3 minutes left before halftime. You'll have a 56-0 lead. And just whip your junk out and just wave it at the Green Bay sideline.
They're not going to do that.
I would appreciate it if they could, though.
They will do it professionally, because I wouldn't be shocked if Allen to Diggs is worth like 3 touchdowns this week. So just to remind Rodgers, he has nothing close to that. He has nothing close to that type of... And has he ever?
To Stephon Diggs? Would you not argue that Devontae Adams was at least on the same level?
Okay, you're right.
Or before that, he did at one point have the combination of all 4 of these receivers on the same roster. Donald Driver, Greg Jennings, James Jones, Randall Cobb.
And so...
Okay, it was just those 4. Oh, okay. And Jordy Nelson. He had all 5 of them at once in 2010.
And so then what did the Packers decide to do? We're not going to pick an offensive player for the next decade. Oh, except Jordan Love.
Maybe Jordan Love can liven up the offense a bit. Bench Rodgers, put Love
in. If I was Aaron Rodgers, every time I saw Jordan Love, I would be like, F you. I wouldn't even be able to look at him.
I think that every time I look at Aaron Rodgers.
Well, maybe that's how most people think. Anyway, yeah, Bill's huge.
Bills by a billion. I don't even care. about the whole, oh, whenever we...
I wonder what the... You keep ranting here. Yeah. I'm going to find the spread on this.
Normally, whenever you and I are so fervently in agreement, we always joke, oh, and then we'll get burned here and the Bills will lose. I don't even care. We can rant all we want. Buffalo is going to win this by a billion points. And I'm going to laugh the entire time. And if the Bears pull a miracle out of their backside and beat Dallas, can you imagine back-to-back weeks of Bears win and Packers lose for me? You know when the last time I've probably had that in consecutive weeks? That must have been like 2018.
So right now, well, I shouldn't say right now, at least the most recent from a Google search, looks like 11 points.
Take the Bills anyway.
I say, wouldn't you absolutely take the Bills at 11 points in this?
I would take the Bills. If you gave me, if you said, I get the Packers in 25 points, I'd say, you can have it. I'm taking Buffalo.
In fact, maybe I'll make my first bet online. I've never done that.
What a beautiful
maybe I'll do that
milestone moment we are witnessing here live. Yeah. You're all part of it.
Later on, I'll be like, that was where Dal's gambling problem started. It was right there.
We have documentation.
It was right there. We recorded it. It was right there.
And then in almost equally one-sided fashion, even though Joe Burrow struggles against the Browns, they are his kryptonite. I believe he's still winless against Cleveland.
His kryptonite.
Yeah, he is, I believe, 0-4 against Cleveland in his career. Not great. No, he's 0-3. He's 0-3 against Cleveland in his career. His fourth time the charm. I'm going to say yes. The Bengals look infinitely better than Cleveland right now.
He's coming off I could have set the league record if I'd have wanted to.
Type How many of games is he going to have before he retires where he flirts with 500 passing yards?
But their offense is just flowing right now. I will say if Cleveland can get the running game going, both of those guys, and really control the ball, I think they have a chance here because it's in Cleveland and they don't turn the ball over. But that's a lot of ifs.
Can you imagine all the whining I do about the Bears receiving core? Could you imagine having Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and Tyler Boyd to throw to?
By the way, thank you, Tyler Boyd.
You greedy, greedy turds. Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I absolutely won my fantasy this last week that I should not have won. My team was foundering. I was just like, I had exhausted anything I could try and do. And then Tyler Boyd comes out with a huge game.
I want to say this is a contract year for Boyd, too.
Well, maybe, all I know is
maybe the Bears go out in this offseason with our number one cap space by over twice as much as the second team with most cap space. We bring in Lamar, we bring in Tyler Boyd, and we bring in Deebo Samuel, and we fix everything. That's right. Every free agent that is available this offseason, every one of them is a Bear. You've heard it here first.
That doesn't happen.
I not just break the news, Dal?
As a Bulls fan, we've been trying to get free agents to come to Chicago for 30 years. They don't come. At least DeRozan did, which shocked me.
So we're overdue for a huge haul is what I'm hearing.
If you want to think that, you go right ahead.
Deebo, Lamar, and Tyler Boyd all at the same time.
I think it's a lack of beaches.
We have that one that's right on that...
it's not a real beach.
Disgusting Lake Michigan. You'll die if you touch the water.
It's not a beach. But,
yeah.
I'm talking sandy beaches.
We've got a bean. You can go touch it.
Ooh.
Isn't that fun? It's made out of metal and it's cold.
Isn't that fun?
You're like, that was unpleasant. But that froze my finger.
I'm going Bengals here as well.
Yeah, I'm going Cincinnati. It just feels the safer choice. I'm worried about the whole... Yeah, after I take the 49ers just because of head-to-head record, and then I turn around and I say, nah, never mind. How about... You know what? The NFC West, struggling mightily, except Seattle. But even they're 4-3. We're still alive, Dal. I might have just been 1 year too early. Neither of these teams started great, but there's still time. We can still get Bengals 49ers in the Super Bowl. It can still happen. They're both still alive, baby. All I needed last year was them both being technically alive because they were both underdogs in every playoff game they played.
Here's your problem with that. This year, Burrow don't got to go through Kansas City. He's got to go through Buffalo. And that ain't happening, my friend.
Oh, well, they play in the regular season a little late. Actually,
bring it on.
Fun fact, that will be championship week of fantasy football, week 17. Ooh. Just as it was when he played the Chiefs last year.
I like Burrow, but he ain't winning in Buffalo.
I will never say, after what I watched last year, that there's any such thing as a, oh, I guarantee he's not such and such.
Well, neither am I.
If Joe Burrow were playing the NFL All-Star team next week.
From the Madden video
game. I would say, okay, yeah, like I'll pick the NFL All-Star team, but I can't guarantee anything.
And to be fair, I agree with that. But if there's a team that is ready to run the table and win the championship and do it at home, it's the Bills.
Bills look unstoppable. They got the number one defense in the league. Their offense is number one in yards. Kansas City is still ahead of them in points, but they played Kansas City head-to-head, and hey, scored more points than them.
Yes, they did.
Buffalo looks nigh unstoppable. You always worry about teams like the Chiefs, though, in a playoff scenario. They're kind of the new Brady Patriots, where no matter how unstoppable an opponent looks, you still clench your butt cheeks a little bit because you're like, oh, well, it's still Andy Reid and Mahomes.
Yeah, it's true. Well, that's not going to go away. So. Yeah.
And, hey, if the Bengals can get a little bit if the Bengals get one more magic run in them, can I get America to agree with me that the Bengals should be classified into that category as well? Can I get America on my side if they get one more magic playoff run?
I think you're okay. I think you're good there.
That we can say, you know, no matter how good another team is, it's still Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. You're not going to throw Zach Taylor in because he's just a cheerleader, I feel. But hey, if you're going to be a cheerleader, you might as well be a cheerleader coach for a team that has T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, Tyler Boyd, Joe Burrow, Logan Wilson.
That's right. Logan Wilson.
Logan Wilson.
The good Wilson. Not the crap Wilson.
Yeah, Russell's been struggling. Zach and Logan, though. What swell guys.
No, Zach.
Zach's got a winning NFL record as a quarterback.
Zach's dating your mother.
I can go find any old 70-year-old football fan on the streets and say, hey, what's more important, Zach Wilson's stats or his win-loss record? And those 70-year-olds are going to agree with me.
Yeah, right? I'm sure you're going to do that.
Oh, so World Series starts this Friday. Go Phillies.
Go Phillies.
We all hate the Astros. And I have history-related reason to be strongly. At least win two games, Philly, please. If you're not going to win, just stretch it to a six-game series. That is the bare minimum I'm requiring here. The Blackhawks are on a little hot streak. We mentioned that. That was beautiful.
Now it's over.
Yeah.
Go Avs. Repeat.
Hey, if the Blackhawks can just make the playoffs in what is an obvious rebuilding season, I will be giddy. I will come into this office with an unwashed Blackhawks jersey on every day consecutively until they are eliminated, and I will do the Irish jig in the middle of the office.
Wow.
It will be a beautiful day, and I will cry happy tears.
We'll look forward to that.
Dal is very confident that it is happening, and I appreciate that. Thank you, noted Blackhawks supporter Dal Erickson. Well, I think that covers pretty much everything in the world of sports this week. This has been the Unsportsmanlike Conduct Podcast. Check us out every to win Thursday. Sorry, something in my throat. You can catch us on Spotify or YouTube or svinews.com/podcasts. See you all next time.